for this spring sports spotlight about Pella High School junior in both soccer and tennis, Jordy Laidlaw. I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.
Well, and Jordy, you lost out on two sports. Last year, you were a busy guy balancing both soccer and tennis, and you were planning to do so again. I imagine that you're missing both pretty equally now, especially with the different relationships you have with both teams.
Yeah, it's really disappointing for me because I was really looking forward to the spring season. Both of my sports are in season in the spring, so I don't do as much the rest of the year, so I was really getting ready to do a lot of stuff in the spring, and now I have just nothing. So I have a lot of spare time on my hands, and I'm really disappointed that I don't get to play soccer because I just love playing, and it just brings me so much joy. And I'm really sad about the tennis season because we were looking like we were going to have a really good team, and we were probably one of the favorites to win state this year as a team. So that's unfortunate, but I'll be back next year.
Your team in tennis last year made it to the final set and the final match and the opportunity to win state against an excellent Xavier team. How much motivation was coming off of that season for all of you guys to prepare to take that next step, realizing how close you were to that championship opportunity?
Yeah, we really wanted to win. We were so close, and we just needed that one more point, one more set to win the thing. So we really trained hard all summer. We played almost every day all summer. And then we have a place in Oski, an indoor place. And so we have another coach that we train with off season, and we had been training all winter for that. And so we were really, really prepared for this season. So we're just going to have to keep that motivation going into next season now.
Well, and Jordy, you grew up in the game, and your family's very closely tied to the game of soccer. You know, I don't think anybody's gone through this process, and nobody's really going to know what it's like. But how do you hope to take your lifelong experience in the game and translate that to teammates, like Will was saying, that are going to – you're going to have a bunch of 8th and 9th and 10th graders who have maybe never played a varsity game before?
Yeah. With the connections I have, I know some of those kids just because I'm connected to the club, and I know some of those coming in freshmen from when they played with Taki on the club. So I'll be – hopefully they'll respect me, and I'll be able to use my knowledge to their advantage.
You kind of have two sports to pull from. Tell me a little bit about soccer, and then go into a tennis anecdote, memory, or story that's particularly motivating or that you're fond of.
Well, I remember the Knoxville game, like Will was saying too, and that was a big game for all of us, just the heartbreak of it all. And I remember the support that we had in the crowd, and that was a fond memory for me. I loved the fans just cheering me on. And then for tennis, that last state final, the team state final, just making the trip there and being a part of that, even a small part of it, of some success, was just amazing for me. And then even though we didn't win, having the trophy afterwards was fun.
And then, Jordy, anything else that you do outside of tennis and soccer?
Well, I don't do too much else from the school standpoint, but I do enjoy small animals. I have right behind me here 4 chinchillas and 3 guinea pigs, and then the other room I've got a bunny. And so I'm not lonely in this quarantine, so I spend a lot of time with them, take care of them. And so that's been fun with me. And then in the winter, I also play ice hockey in the park, Caldwell Park, beside the school. We've petitioned the city and got a rink built, and so that's been fun. But this year we didn't get to play because it wasn't cold enough.
What are some of your goals heading into next year, hopefully with a really busy spring with 2 teams, both the soccer and tennis team, that you hope to get back to the state tournaments in their respective fields? What are your key goals or key ways you think that's going to happen?
I think just working hard and cooperating as a team, especially with us playing together so much in the past with me and Mason and Will and some of the other guys on our team. I think teamwork's going to be the big main idea of the season, and we're going to have to work together well and have good support if we want to make it to the state tournament and go far. And then in tennis, we're just going to have to keep keep up with our repetitions and work in the summer and winter as well as we did last year if we want to win state this year.
Once again, for the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School tennis and soccer junior Jordy Laidlaw, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.